One does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. In those days, when there again was a great crowd without anything to eat, Jesus summoned the disciples and said, "My heart is moved with pity for the crowd, but they have been with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat. If I send them away hungry to their homes, they will collapse on the way, and some of them have come a great distance." His disciples answered him, "Where can anyone get enough bread to satisfy them here in this deserted place?" Still he asked them, "How many loaves do you have?" They replied, 7. He ordered the crowd to sit down on the ground. Then, taking the 7 loaves, he gave thanks, broke them, and gave them to his disciples to distribute. And they distributed them to the crowd. They also had a few fish. He said the blessing over them and ordered them distributed also. They ate and were satisfied. They picked up the fragments left over, 7 baskets. They were about 4,000 people. He dismissed the crowd and got into the boat with his disciples and came to the region of Dalmanutha. The Gospel of the Lord. I do not want to send them away, Jesus says in the Gospel, because they have come from a distant place, very far. Methodius and Cyril, brothers, they were brothers. Methodius was born in 815, and his brother 827. Methodius died 885. That makes him how many years? I don't know mathematics. You can do that, you can solve that at home. His brother Cyril was born 827 and died 869. How many years was that? Very young, very young. They came from Thessalonica, the northern part of Greece. Methodius was well known in politics, and he took up the job in the city center, working for the council, working for the government, and that did not give him satisfaction. They went, took the good news to the Slavs, which is present-day Czech Republic. And what was amazing they did was they had to develop the alphabets. They didn't know the language of the Slavs. They had to develop the alphabets to teach them the word of God. That must have been very tough. And they did this with joy, and they ended up becoming monks. Both of them, they retired as monks and lived out the gospel. What do we learn from them? They were not just disciples. Who is a disciple? A disciple is the one who sits and listens to the Lord. They became apostles. They went, they took themselves out after being disciples and went to spread the word. We too, we are called to be not just disciples, but apostles. Being an apostle, you become a messenger of peace. and a teacher of the faith. Two things: a messenger of peace to others and a teacher of the faith. This was lacking in the life of Jeroboam. Yesterday we read about Solomon. The kingdom was turned from him. 10 was given to Jeroboam. And today he wasn't listening to the Lord. I asked the question yesterday, what happened to Solomon? After all the wisdom, he started very well, very beautifully. He built the magnificent temple, but he became deaf, stopped here listening to the Lord, and started building altars to other gods. You recall yesterday, Jesus cured the deaf man. This is what happens when we become deaf to what God is saying. Jesus took the deaf man aside and put his finger in his ear. Why did he take him outside from the people? So he can listen to him from the distractions. So many things that are constituting distractions for us. The Lord wants us to go away from it and listen to him and not be deaf like Solomon, who had all the wisdom, and Jeroboam in today's first reading. Let us behave like the crowd who were listening, and he felt compassion for them and he fed them. Being with the Lord, nothing compares to that. Today the world celebrates Valentine's Day. You know, one legendary story has it that Valentine, when the emperor was conscripting people, men, to go fight wars, he was busy in secret wedding them, celebrating marriages in secret to keep the institution of marriage going. Otherwise, many of the men who went to war never came back. And that is why the world celebrates love today. Continue to pray for genuine love in our hearts.